And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is John Williams for the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. So we're in the holiday period right now, and many of us are flying around. And have you ever wondered about the intricacies of moving planes around an airport and getting them to take off and land? Well, here to help us with those questions is retired ramp control manager for San Francisco Airport, Bob Peterson. Welcome, Bob.
Well, hello, John. Thank you for this opportunity, and thank you, Jim. I appreciate the invitation, and I'm honored.
Oh, pleasure. So give us a quick insight into how aircraft, well, first of all, your area of expertise is getting them off the ramp out to the taxi line.
Correct.
How does that work?
We interface with the FAA in doing that. We work very closely with them. We have a specific area of responsibility in the area. For arriving flights, the FAA will hand them off to a specific handoff point in our area of responsibility, and we will take that traffic from that handoff point through taxi lanes into their specific gate that they've been assigned. For departures, it's kind of the reverse. We give them pushback clearance when they ask for it, and we either clear them to push, or we might hold them for traffic if there's other stuff going on. We will guide them or give them instructions on getting out to the handoff point with the FAA again, to where they can be taken over by ground control to get out to the active runway.
How do you prioritize with so many airlines at the ramp?
It's pretty much done in advance with their schedules. If everybody's on schedule, there's very seldom times when two people will try and push together. Someone could get off schedule and be delayed, and that will present us with some traffic problems. We've been known to tell someone requesting pushback to, you know, hold for traffic here. I've got somebody behind you here at the moment, and we take and sort that out. It's a fascinating experience when it all works smoothly.
Yeah, it's a dance. It's incredible.
It is indeed.
Yeah. So then pass them over to the tower, and
correct,
they take over from there for takeoff?
Correct. We pass them over at a specific handoff point from our area of responsibility to the FAA, and ground control takes them from there, gives them specific taxiway instructions out to the active runway for takeoff.
So it's a real layered approach. You've got multiple handoffs in different jurisdictions?
Yes. With the addition of the new international terminal in 2000, it added so many new gates that we required two ramp control towers at each end of the international terminal to be able to effectively handle the traffic there.
How many gates are there at SFO?
When I started, I think we were running, for our responsibility, the international terminal had, I think, 31 in 2000, and it consistently changes over time. To get technical, there's a difference between a gate and a stand. It can get a little complex. But we do a very good job of coordinating that traffic with the FAA using procedures that they have advised us to follow, so that there's a similarity of phraseology and a similarity of procedures from one asset to the other, from us to the FAA and back again.
Once with the tower, I know this is not your exact background, but can you give us a sense of how they get those out into the pattern, the aircraft into the pattern, safely?
Ground control will direct the aircraft to the active runway, and they usually try to sequence them for wide bodies, narrow bodies, who's going to turn. Well, let me back up here a second. San Francisco has a total of eight runways.
Basically, eight? Not two.
four strips of concrete, but you can go bidirectional on each strip, so it actually adds up to eight runways. Whatever the active pair is, say you're departing on one right and one left, ground control will take the flights that have to turn right and put them on runway one right. The ones that turn left go to runway one left, so that you're never crossing traffic once they're airborne. They've got it worked out to a very eloquent dance, and it's an amazing thing to watch. The volume of traffic is quite impressive there.
Well, I always wondered, let's say you've got a 737 taking off for L.A., presumably goes out over the bay then turns south, mm-hmm. or maybe over the coast on occasion, but how does that get basically vectored with a Dreamliner, say, taking off to Europe and coming around. Aren't they going to sort of cross paths at some point, or is it a matter of timing?
No, that's the job of the in-route controllers, who never, a lot of times they don't even see an airplane. They're just looking at blips on a radar screen and transferring a two-dimensional visual presentation into a three-dimensional reality. There's often times that San Francisco will be using two runways, one right, say, and 28 right for the, which is the longest runway, 28 right, for the heavy international departures. And then it's just a matter of sequencing. Okay, you go first here, and then once you're clear of the intersection, we clear the other fellow on the other runway for his takeoff. There are separation standards that are adhered to at all times, and it's a very very interesting environment. It's very dynamic. It requires a special skill set. On a good day, it's a lot of fun.
Apart from the stress, right? Very stressful.
Well, you find that in any situation, in any industry. I was fortunate to have a very good staff of people who seldom made any issues out of the handling the traffic. In Ramp Tower A, which I was managing from 2000 to 2015, we also had the responsibility of assigning the international gates to all of the airlines, the international airlines. That gets a little tricky. It's a different skill set somewhat. But after about 22 weeks of training, you could manage any either one of those two positions. It's a long training period, but it's a very complex and dynamic environment to work in. So it took a while to get there.
And isn't there a shortage of air traffic controllers? Is that still the case?
Oh, that's been the case off and on, I think, for ever since I got into the industry way back in the 1900s with the biplanes in Wilbur and Orville.
Right. That's true experience. Quite a legacy. So a question comes up in my mind. You got something from SJC, San Jose Airport, coming northbound, say, to Seattle. How does that get reconciled into the pattern, the airspace over SFO?
Bay Tracon would handle that sort of thing. They're the folks that stare at radar screens all day long. They will, again, interpret that two-dimensional display they're seeing into three dimensions. And they will have both vertical separation standards and horizontal separation standards. And if you violate those standards, alarms go off and all kinds. Everybody wants to leave the building immediately.
For the sake of coastsiders, we have Half Moon Bay Airport. There's no tower.
No.
So how on earth do those people decide who comes in first, who takes off first?
Half Moon Bay Airport is what we refer to as a UNICOM frequency. If you're departing or approaching Half Moon Bay, you turn to a radio frequency to advise your intentions, announce your presence, and advise your intentions. And the fellows just work it out. It's a very common system used throughout the United States and parts of Europe. Smaller airports not worthy of a full-on control tower. You just get on frequency and say, here I am, and here's what I'm trying to do.
And is this 24-7? Are they at night?
Yes, yeah.
There's night flights out of there or into there?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, I think I've seen the runway lights, come to think of it. Yeah. I admire your patience. What a stressful job, to keep all this stuff going on.
I suppose all jobs have their stressful moments.
Well, Bob, your insights are fascinating. I think you're cleared for landing. It's been a tremendous opportunity to learn about this very arcane world of air traffic control and movement. So thank you for coming in. And this is John Williams for the KHMB Feature Story of the Week.
Contributor John Williams with our Feature Story of the Week. And for Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.